During summers as a kid, I used to go to youth camp with my church. We went to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, but not to stay in some fancy condominium by the ocean. We stayed at the Presbyterian campground, situated on a tract of land on the other side of the main road from the ocean, in an area that could most appropriately be called jungle-esque. When I say jungle-esque, I mean the campground was definitely a wild land overgrown with swampy forests. This was the 1970s, long before most of the modern developments on Hilton Head Island had been built. The island itself is maybe 60 square miles. To reach the camp, we turned off the main road, then into a smaller driveway that led us inside the grounds. The campground was comprised of a dining hall and kitchen, with the expected tetherball pole out front and a four-square court lined on the entryway floor, and a rustic chapel that seated about 100 people. There were five girls' cabins and five guys' cabins situated on opposite sides of the softball field. A long one-lane sandy trail led from the main area to the cabins. It was fine during the day, but we wouldn't walk it at night without a flashlight. In the middle of each cabin cluster was a bathhouse, and bathhouses didn't have doors or windows. The bathhouses were completely vulnerable to the elements. That's where the fun started. At night, if you needed to go to the bathroom, you had to traipse outside your cabin and scamper down the path to reach the bathhouse. You never knew what sort of wildlife might be lurking on the way. Lizards ran the place. Spiders were ever present. And then there were snakes. Poisonous snakes. Lots of snakes. You'd hope you didn't encounter one on the way to the bathhouse at night, or worse, one would already be in the stall. At the start of each week, a handful of skittish kids would take one glance at those bathrooms and make the dubious decision not to make that journey at night, no matter what the cost. Predators aside, I loved it on Hilton Head, and I love that Presbyterian camp. So many special steps of my early walk with Jesus trace back to that place. The first week was solely for 6th and 7th graders. Then came a weekend break, then another week for 8th and 9th graders, another weekend break, then a final week for 11th and 12th graders. If you were a college student, you could be a counselor, which meant you could come the weekend before the first week of camp started and help set up, then stay for the off weekend and repeat. If you timed it right, you could spend a month on Hilton Head Island. One of the jobs for counselors during the off weeks was to spread lime around each of the cabin areas. Snakes apparently hate lime. We wanted to let these snakes know we were here, and they didn't want to mess with us. Hey, they could have their territory, we could have ours. If all went well, they'd get the idea we were here to stay for a while. They'd go back to wherever they came from, and everything would be peaceful. Sometimes the lime proved an effective border, and sometimes it didn't. When campers started spotting too many snakes on the bathroom trail, that meant we counselors needed to up the ante. On weekends when campers were gone, my best friend Andy Stanley and I took matters in our own hands. We used the "we just want the girls to feel safe" excuse to go out hunting with another buddy or two. We wanted to let the snakes know we weren't kidding around. These were poisonous snakes, keep in mind, fully capable of seriously hurting us. Our hunts went like this. Once it got dark, snakes like to move when the weather cools, we'd head out into the overgrown areas between...